Guys, boy, do we have a topic for y'all today. I'm Georgette.
And I'm Nafi.
And we have a guest today.
Yes, we do. Who's my friend? Tell us about your friend, yourself, friend. Not tell us about your friend.
Well, Nafi is.
My name is Egan Nicholas. I'm 25 years old. Currently single.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. currently pursuing an IT degree.
Ew.
A couple IT certificates. So, ooh. Yeah, I'm living life.
Okay, not this LinkedIn podcast.
Living life through these books, you know?
Yeah.
I like
yeah,
that.
Thank
though.
You guys for having me. Let's get into it.
Ooh. Okay. So.
What are we talking about today, Georgette?
I'm getting there. So you men don't want peace. And I'm going to start by saying that. Today we're going to ask and we're going to talk about our own experiences and also ask a grown man in this day and age if they want peace. Because I don't think so.
I don't want peace. I want problems.
Literally the
always.
Meme is y'all. Like y'all are the meme. Y'all want trouble. Y'all want issues. So the topic is today. Where we're asking, do men want a good woman?
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's get into it.
Do men want a good woman?
Yeah.
What do you think, Nafi?
I think they choose problems. I don't think so. I mean, that's not true. I think ideally, everyone with a sane brain and an intact heart and blood vessels going through their body wants to be with someone that is inherently good.
Toxic.
I think, though, that men don't have a full brain and the blood vessels and all that until maybe like
50.
I was gonna say 60, actually. And even then, you still hear stories. But you know, there's outliers. But I think for the great majority, all those things don't fully develop to like 60, 55, 60. So that's where the delay is. That's where the lapse
So I guess is. I can ask, do young men want good women?
No. And it's, no. Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think of my, like, answer, like, no, they don't want. But then I'm trying to think of my realistic answer, like, maybe they all just think good women are different. Like, maybe if I'm just trying to do the nasty, a good woman is someone who knows how to get down.
Hey.
And get her eagle
right,
and
so
I can notice a good woman that does what stereotypically the society thinks is a good woman, but that's just not good for me at the moment.
What are you guys' definition of a good woman?
That's a great question.
Ooh, George, I can go first.
So I would say a good woman is somebody who is virtuous, doesn't play games, is straightforward, and she's like nice, like kind of like the nice girl stereotype.
Mm-hmm. What is a nice girl stereotype?
Like somebody who's like, they don't brush you off. They don't give you that like mean girl energy. They don't give you that like, okay, I don't want to talk to you today just to play games. Like they're straightforward. They're like, I like you. They make their intentions straightforward and they're like nice. Like they're just no games.
I agree. That's what I think a good girl is too. A good woman is someone who, I guess, is like aware of herself and the space she takes up in the world, tries to add to it or not, you know? I think ideally you try to add to it, make your space and the people around you have a good time while we're all on this earth, you know? Like, you care about things and you care about the people in your life and you do things for them, not like breaking
do
back.
Do things for them, heavy on the do things for them.
Not like breaking your back, but like a healthy reciprocation of we love each other, we're friends, we're family, we're significant others, and we do for each other because life is hard. Like, why would you want to be mean or rude or bad or playing games when I know I want you? You know, well, you say you want me. I don't know what you do or don't feel, actually, because words, meh. This is coming from someone whose love language is words of affirmation.
Same here.
I know. But, like, I don't know. Like, I just think I feel like we all know what a good girl is, you know? She's not out here necessarily thoughtin' and boppin'. And I feel like that has, like, because at the same time, please, get your freak on, girl. Like, do what you gotta do. I'm all here for it. But I think, realistically, we know, like, especially if guys talk about a good girl, they want her to sit down and do nothing and whatever, whatever. Like, just be for them, which I can understand. I want somebody to be for me, and that would be what a good guy is to me. Someone who's nice and caring and concerned. Our communication matches. I'm not texting you and I don't hear from you for 3 days. Oh no, that's when you get blocked. What? Like, you, how can you say you like me? You can go without talking to me for three.
Say it again.
Four. 3 days. 3 days. 3 days. 4, 5, 6, 7 days.
But you want me?
Yeah.
But as soon as I start doing the same shit to you, that's when you start texting me back. Don't do that.
And that's what we're gonna talk about for real, because this is why Georgette does not feel men want a good woman. Because as soon as you start playing games and doing all this and that and being calculated, not responding as quick, you don't pick up the calls. You pick up this call, but four calls later, you're not gonna pick up. Like, when you start doing all those games, it's like that's games, what. Yeah,
that's what,
like,
they respond to.
That's what they respond to, and she's not wrong. She's not wrong. What's a good girl to you, Igana?
Pretty much everything you guys just said.
Interesting.
My biggest thing is honestly honest. Like, that's my biggest thing. Being honest. Someone that doesn't just want, they also give.
Okay.
Someone that's always thinking about both, not just themselves. Mature. So basically everything you guys said plus that.
What is maturity to you?
Don't act like a little kid. Have a good head on your shoulders. Don't be out here at 3 a.m. Who knows what?
What if I work late?
There's that. What if she works late? But also,
oh yeah, of course.
Does that whole 3 a.m, don't be out here till 3 a.m, is that like the same?
Not texting. Don't be out here at 3 a.m, not texting your significant other.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah,
okay.
Because I was about to say, does that apply to... Okay.
So just be kind, basically.
Yeah. We all agreed on the word kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's bare minimum basic type stuff.
I feel like I've been out, and I have a friend who I'm not going to say names.
Okay.
I've been out with a girl
yeah.
a lot of times, and every time men approach us both, they're always like, oh, they literally point at me, like, we'll have, like, maybe, like, a 2-minute conversation. They'll automatically, just because of the way she handles things, and it works for her. Like, automatically, they'll be like, okay, so you're the nice one. They'll even say it out loud. Like, I've been in several situations where they'd be like, okay, so you're the nice one.
Yeah.
And literally, that works in her favor, being a little bit mean to them, being...
So you see the dynamic change instantly, like, and how they talk to you and
how they talk to her. Yes, they'll be like, okay, so you're the nice one, and then start talking to her.
Like romantically, trying to do the nasty, like all of it.
All the things.
Yeah, just getting attention.
All the things.
Negative energy gets a positive reaction.
Basically. Yes, exactly.
Wowza. Egan, what do you think about that as a man?
Honestly, I gravitate towards a nice person. I don't like talking towards someone that doesn't seem interested, if that makes sense.
Okay. A lot of guys say that, actually. They don't like, especially guys on Twitter, they don't like when you're putting that energy and it's not being reciprocated. So what is where is the threshold of, like, ooh, she's uninterested?
Oh, that's a good question.
Of, like, she's not necessarily uninterested. Where does it get from, ooh, she's playing hard to get, or ooh, whatever the positive thing is that clicks in guys' brain, where they say, oh, this is the nice one, this is the mean one, let me talk to the mean one. Where does that stop and uninterested begin?
Honestly, guys, the people I've been around, like, they'll push it till the person pretty much flat out, like, says, I don't want you. Get out my inbox.
Let's be specific, please. The men you're around when they're speaking to women?
The men I've been around my entire life.
Okay.
Right? Or any type of man I've come in contact with that okay. I've become friends with.
They do what?
So if a dude is like, for some reason, when females are uninterested, it just turns dudes on. Like, they just want to, like, get at a female for some reason. Me, personally, if somebody shows me that they're uninterested, I back away.
But why do you think that is?
I think at a certain level...
It's a challenge.
Men like the chase at a certain level. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like as a woman as well, I shouldn't have to always be the one to find the balance of, can I be nice or do I have to...
It's taxing.
Or, like, chase me every day. Like, literally, I think because I'm very, very bubbly, very laughy, mm-hmm. like that type of talkative type of person. Mm-hmm. For me, it's an extreme dial back. Like, I have to look at my phone, be like, all right, I'm not going to text back for 3 hours, and what I do is going to be drier than normal.
Yeah. I think that's so annoying. Like, why do I have to dial it back? If you say you like me, or you think I'm cute, you think I'm pretty, like, why do I have to be, like, hiding or manipulating or ghosting or whatevering? And you guys say guys like the chase, but that's kind of my same thing. Like, where does it get to a chase, and where does that line stop for me to chase and, oh, it's fun, it's cute, to being like, oh, this girl don't care about me.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Like, you can say on Twitter, this bitch is doing too much, or, oh, I'm not chasing, or, oh, I'm not begging, or, oh, I'm not, so where does it get from, first, oh, it's a chase, to, oh, it's, I'm begging.
I know guys will say they're not begging. They'll still be begging. They'll still be like, guys just say words, honestly. They say words.
Let's write this down.
They know that people love words. They know that women love words. So guys will just say anything just to get a reaction, just to get attention.
Which is true.
Yeah.
Wowza. Y'all are annoying. Let's end this right now. I'm annoyed.
Like, why are you on the phone with me talking about when you're going to have my baby, knowing damn well you don't even like me? Like, what are we doing?
Oh, you're my wife. Knowing damn well you're not going to buy me no ring.
Just speaking to speak, talking to dog.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you guys this. I'm pretty sure you guys know. The number one thing on a guy's mind is having sex.
That pussy.
The number one thing on their mind. So they will say whatever they have to say
to get there,
in order to make you feel like you're the one, in order to get that box. Like, they will just make you feel like the most special person in the world. Not all men, some, most.
Mm-hmm.
The ones with erectile dysfunction.
LOL. The ones who like problems! So, if I'm a man and I'm just thinking with my lower head, and I'm like, okay, I just want to do, not that I'm saying that they should come and start attacking us nice people, but wouldn't it make sense to go after the nicer girl? Why would you go after the one that's, like, playing hard to get and is not interested, not this, not that? You gotta put in all this work.
Listen, it don't matter if you're nice, if you're mean. They're trying to get the box from Eddie and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's true. So, this girl's YouTube channel that I watch, her name is Asha Christina. She's like, girls fuck who they want, guys fuck who they can. So.
Yep. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, there's a problem with that.
Yeah. Okay, so, like, do we see any of these things playing out in pop culture or anything like that?
Oh, well. Not the point. Ega said, your turn. You know, we took a lot of time to think about this. And, I mean, I think we just came to the... Is it basic? Yes, but it's also a really good one. A really, really good one, I guess. It's just, you know, Sierra and Future.
Shout out to our Scorpio King.
LOL, that's my Scorpio bro. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Like, I think we all know a smidge of the story of them being together. And everybody sees Sierra as a put-together young lady who's very, I guess, nice or a good woman. And this man just kept going for interesting-looking BBL-esque women, you know? Which, you know, we love a good BBL, don't get me wrong. But I feel like if I had ass like that, I wouldn't be good. I would not be good. I'd be out here ruining lives and causing problems. I'm going to make that go forever and ever and ever. Like, I'm just saying, like, if you're out here looking like a 10 and there's mad niggas around trying to give you money, accolades, cars, trips, everything.
You're gonna keep doing that.
You're gonna keep doing, yeah. Like we said before, your negative, like, energy is getting a positive response. So it's like, why wouldn't he just stick with this beautiful, successful woman that literally gave him a child? No, he goes to all these other hoes.
He does not want peace.
But their hearts, as simple as that.
Say that again.
So I have a story, right?
Oh.
I have a really story. It's a little personal. I'll say it, don't matter. He doesn't care. So my dad, right?
Oh, well. Yes.
We are Caribbean. I'm Guyanese, right?
Okay.
So my dad's on the adventurous side, right?
Okay, dad.
Yeah, pretty much. So after two failed marriages, right?
Yeah.
He just turned 50. You know what he told him?
What he said?
I'd like to settle down at 50 years old. He told you. I told you 60.
I'm ready to settle down at 50 years old. I never thought this man would ever say those words in my entire life.
50 years old, two marriages, and now I'm ready to settle down. So what did he say the two marriages as?
Settling up.
It stops, I guess.
I'm weak. That is crazy. Yeah, I mean, I just don't know. I mean, what do you guys think about Sierra and, like, future specifically? And, you know, then we have to bring in Russell Wilson, this nice guy, and all these guys be so mad when Russell looks at baby future or does anything for that kid and, like, oh, well, like, calm down.
I mean, I don't know too much about their specific situation, but what I will say is that, like, that's a perfect example in my brain of how, like, things play out. Like, if you're the nice girl, the stereotypical, like, okay, I'm the virtuous woman, then it's not, more times than not, the full time, if that's who you are, it's not going to go well for you.
Oh, wow.
Like, at the end of the day, either they're going to do things that are, like, outside their relationship future, or, like, they're going to step back. They meaning the men. Mm-hmm. They're going to step back to where you feel like you're not a priority. So, like, for me personally, in terms of, like, the way that I've interpreted that, I'm like, at the end of the day, the negative behavior gets the reward. So, like, will I do that all the time? No, because that's not true to myself.
Yeah.
But will I do that sometimes? Yeah, because that's what's going to get the text back.
Yeah.
That's what's going to have the conversation, and that's what's going to make this last.
Yeah. And I'm even thinking about, like, Sierra and, like, Russell Wilson specifically. And, you know, I don't know for facts, but I'm sure she even had to, like, be maybe not too available or maybe this, be a little that. Because, you know, everybody says he's the good guy. And, like, we all see them together and they're happy, so it seems. And that's great. And so it's a little win for us good girls, I guess, or whatever. But I'm sure even then, like, it's still, like, I don't know, just
there has
something.
To be a chase.
There has to be
honestly,
something.
Even with all the negatives that come with being a good girl in terms of dating, it's usually taking off celebrities out of the equation. It's the average man. It's usually the average man. The good girls usually end up married and having kids and a house and all of that.
Mm.
And the not so good ones usually end up just the baby mothers.
Oh, well. She didn't say that loud, but she said you're not wrong. So
and of course there's always gonna be outliers to everything.
Maybe we're just too young.
I'm not too young.
Honestly, being young is probably for a good woman being young is probably the worst.
The worst.
Most of what the young dudes or young guys want is sex.
Yeah.
So as a young guy yourself, is that all you want?
Right now I am focused on my studies. And yes.
And yes.
See, but I got two brains. I can do one here, one over there.
But not pursuing, if that makes sense.
Okay. So you're very much worried about it, but not actively pursuing. And that will last for maybe about a week longer. Just about a week longer.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, well. So I feel like we've been talking about different women of this or that, of good or bad. And I feel like the dichotomy sounds really bad, but I mean, there's a lot of different types of, like, archetypes of women. Mainly we're going to talk about the coquettes. Well, I'm going to talk about the coquette. And there's a lot of different people, like, ones that fall under this, but overall, like, the mother type. So I guess the coquette, this description is emotional detachment and self-sufficiency drives men to extremes. That explains her. So she's, like, emotionally, like, centered within herself. She is not, you know, all worried about these guys. Or she is, but she doesn't play it off that way. She's very ready to emotionally detach from you. She's self-sufficient. She doesn't need you, and she lets you know that. She plays, I guess we can say, the games, and she does the text backs really late and delayed, but she may be looking at her phone. She does all of that. And it drives men to extremes. Why does it drive men to extremes? Versus the mother type, which is the type we all hear in the rap songs that all these guys say they want. The girl that cooks and cleans and this and children and babies me and takes care of me and irons my socks. But do we see these rappers with the lady that's ironing her socks? No, they're with the lady that's paying somebody else to iron your socks. So I just think it's interesting that there's so many different, like, specific archetypes of women, and you can, like, fall into one or the other. And I feel like, I guess nowadays, specifically, like, social media can make it seem like, oh, like, you just one against the other, or you guys are too worried about guys, or, like, pitting people against each other. But there really is, like, I guess, like, a science to it of, like, how you go about doing things. And I feel like it can really come from, like, your past. If you've been, like, there's some people that get played and played and played and played and played, and they just keep going back out to play the game again. And there's some people like, I'm done. Yeah. I'm running game every single day because I want problems. People that want to enter their villain era.
I was just going to say that. Wow.
People that want to enter their villain era. And then there's the people that want to enter the villain era and are struggling to put their front toe into the door.
Hmm. You okay, baby?
No, yeah, I'm fine. Let's get something about their... I'm okay. But, yeah, I just wanted to touch on that a little bit.
Which kind do you think you are?
So there's 13 types, and I just spoke about those two. I don't think I'm the coquette. As much as I'd like to be, and, you know, who knows what happens one day, I'll be all, like, out my way, not worried, not concerned, like, fuck these niggas, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not there. I'm going to be honest, I'm not there. The mother type just sounds... I don't think I'm there either. You know, I can do some things. I could whatever, whatever. But, I mean, I'm not a mother, so I'm not the mother type. I didn't look at the other ones for the purpose of this episode, but there's a lot. And I feel like all women should...
go do that research.
Yeah, should really do that research and figure out who you are. Because there's a lot of, like, tips on things on maybe how to change if you want to change, or how to develop that into something that's healthy. Because at the end of the day, they're not all bad. Like, it's not like one is good and one is bad. It's not like the coquette is good or the coquette is bad, or the mother type is good or the mother type is bad. You just need to nurture it and work it up so you're not being used, played, and everything else in the book, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we should definitely do that. Georgette and I are going to do that and figure out what we are. And we'll
get back to you. I'm definitely, I think at heart, like, just because of, you know, life circumstances, I am the mother type. But I think overall, because of bad experiences, I have forced myself to come off as a coquette in terms of dating these days.
LOL.
Even if it's not all that true.
No, but there's more than just these two. And even the mother type, there's two separate ones. So we gotta figure that out. But
I don't wanna be all negative on, like, the men and this, like, a good woman thing. But... yeah. Even with that, you have to be careful, because some good men, they are good men out there.
Yeah,
some,
that's true.
Like, come into your life, and you might have just slammed the door in their face.
Yeah. It's very true.
It's very true. There are good men. I, you know, I'm sure they're out there. I love that for them. But, you know.
The hardest part is finding them.
I know.
Yeah, and finding them, and them actually being good, them staying good. Like, I don't even know what makes a good guy. Because low-key, all the things I can think of are, like, high-key, bare minimum. Like, I don't
honestly,
know.
Honestly, you never know. You just have to pay attention to their actions and pay attention to the red flags.
Yeah.
What are red flags?
You just have to conversate. You just mentioned a couple, actually. Being emotionally distant, texting back, like, 3 hours late, a day late. Like, you honestly, stop paying attention to the words. I know you guys already know this, but stop paying attention to the words. Just pay attention to the actions. Eventually, you're figured out.
I don't want to listen to
that. I have a sorority sister who was, like, seemingly dating a very, very good man.
Yeah.
And me and my sister asked him some questions because we were just very curious.
Yeah.
And his response was, like, if so-and-so, I'm not going to say her name, if so-and-so had played games with him at all, he was not going to stay. Like, he was not in the running. It was the fact that she was very straightforward that had him, like, okay, like, this is the one. So,
and
I guess it's important to say there are different men out there. Just the ones I've encountered don't want peace.
Yeah, no, there definitely are. And, you know, everybody says that thing about nice guys finishing last. And, you know, that's unfortunate. I hate that for y'all. I really do. Because it's not necessarily true. But, I mean, that gets me back to what I said before. Like, nice guys, like... you know, we live in the world of Twitter, and we always gonna reference it. So I feel like people talk about nice guys like, oh, wow, he didn't call me on my name. Oh, wow, he's not, like, raping and being a terror or things like that. You know, like it's very much like, okay, like, because you smiled and you're nice and maybe you buy a bag here or a shoe there. Like, that makes you a nice guy. Like, not necessarily. So I don't know. I feel like a lot of these nice guys even – I mean, I said, we said before, it's not real. I don't know. I don't know how to find out. I don't know. Like, it's such a...
It's a bad guys pretend to be nice guys. That's what it is.
Uh-huh. That's the one.
And I feel sorry for these nice guys, too.
Yeah.
A lot of the bad guys out here
are ruining it for them.
Yep.
Do you and think nice guys finish last?
I'm not a good guy. I'm not going to lie to you, but I'm not a bad guy either. I feel like I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Georgia asked if you feel like nice guys finish last. Like, do you think that's for real?
I'm not a nice guy. But
not asking about you. In general.
I'm getting to it. I'm not a nice guy, but unfortunately, yeah. A lot of things I've seen, a lot of women don't really want... They say they want the nice guys, but they usually end up going after the guys with a bad behavior.
So are those nice girls that say, okay, I'm a nice girl, and you feel like they actually are, and they say they want a nice guy, but it's cat? Or are those bad girls who say they want a good guy, but they're not really?
It's girls. It's women in general say they want something, but at the same time, don't, if that makes sense. Because okay. I've noticed a lot of my, like, not you, not me, a lot of my female friends say they want certain qualities in a guy, but they don't usually choose
that guy.
A guy with those certain qualities.
No, I will not allow you to say that, because we just acknowledged the fact that these niggas be fronting.
And yeah.
I mean, a guy that is good.
That's where conversating and, like, being straight up, like, they'll lie to your face, but still, you have to have a conversation. You can't hold nothing back. Have to have a conversation, have to pay attention to how they move, how they operate,
mm-hmm.
and also don't just give it up either. It's simple as that. And you'll see, if you don't, some dudes, they'll play the waiting game, but if you don't give it up easily, like, honestly, some dudes will show you the color real quick.
Oh, Lord. I don't think nice guys finish last. That's my overall answer. Georgia didn't ask me, but I'm going to get my answer, please.
I don't think nice guys finish last, but I also will say there's a certain subsection of men, and not even, like, the corny ones, but, like, the best way I can say it is that if men have no sauce, like, I don't want a man with no sauce. Like, I don't want a man with no, like...
And that's what guys always put...
No S factor. Yeah. Like, I don't want that.
And that's what guys always put in as, like, the nice guy. Like, no, you can be nice, but maybe you're also, like, ugly, or I'm not interested in the same things that you. Like, there's other things that, oh, he was nice. Oh, well, that girl didn't want him because he was nice. Like, no, I didn't want him because he was weird or this or that.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Else.
I don't want nobody weird.
Yeah.
Georgia, the thing is, a lot of the nice guys don't have no game at all, no sauce.
They can't even put a sneaker on.
I know, I need a little bit of game. I need a little bit of, like, I need the chatter. Like, I can't come up to you and, like, there's no spark, no... How am I supposed to like you? Like, where am I supposed to pull from? Just because you're nice and you gave me a high five? Come on now.
Like, girls are nice. I don't date them. Like, no.
Guys are not really, like... A lot of guys are not really social creatures, so...
That's true.
A lot of nice guys don't even know how to talk to females. Oh, women, sorry. A lot of nice guys don't even talk to
females. Oh, gosh. This is just too much. Too much, too much.
Are we ready for our personal story?
We're ready.
I mean, I guess since I've been rapping this whole time about what men like, what men don't like, I should start with my personal story. What should we call him for the purposes of this episode?
Orange.
Orange? Yes. Okay. So, he looks more like what's that thing called? What is the thing?
Please
called?
Stop.
Like a cucumber. Let's call him Cucumber.
Okay.
So, Cucumber, me and Cucumber have been through a lot, but I would say, like, overall, when me, Cucumber is such a long word to say,
yeah.
Orange, when me and Orange were in the stages where we were first getting to know each other, I mean, me personally, I didn't really like him because I felt like at the time he didn't have no sauce, but, like, over time, like, he showed me that there was sauce there, so over time, I started to like him, and then I feel like as soon as I started to like him and be, like, who I am, like, very nice, very receptive, very texty, very talky, very open and available, that's when things switched. Like, as soon as I started being kind, things switched automatically. Like, he started texting a lot less, started responding a lot less, started asking me on a lot less dates. Like, just, I feel like as soon as I started being nice, shit flipped. I don't know if that's a life circumstance, but that, to me personally, that seems like...
Men don't want peace.
You don't want peace. Like, as soon as I was, like, not receptive to him, he was, like, all in. He was doing a lot to win my affection, doing a lot of texting, doing a lot of calling, doing a lot of let's go here, let's go there. The minute I flipped, it flipped. Recently, I moved to Georgia. And the moment I moved to Georgia, and obviously moving makes you a lot less available, the moment I moved to Georgia, that energy flipped again. Are we shocked? I'm not. But, like, basically, as soon as I came here, I've noticed now I get 3 calls a day. I don't respond to them. But, yeah, now I get three calls a day. Now I get the I love you and I always have. Now I get that, like, he's just doing a lot to win my affection because I'm not available.
I know what
you're
talking about.
And because I'm...
It took me some time, but I don't know.
But, like, and now that I'm, like, just life circumstances have made me less available, and because of what I've noticed, I've been a little bit more harsh, a little bit less nice.
Yeah.
I feel like as soon as that switched, then he switched, like... He literally had a conversation with me the other day, and if you're listening, sorry. He literally had a conversation with me the other day, like, I'm trying to make myself more available to you, and I feel like I just really want to put all in. But where were you? Where was your all in when my all in was all in? So
and
now.
I was physically there.
And
like,
I was physically
now I'm
there.
Gone. Now it's time to put in.
He just doesn't want me to move on, but I'll move on by God's grace.
Amen. Amen.
But... So I think that he's a good example because it's a long range of time and a lot of phases in our relationship. Like, when I am available, when I'm nice, when I'm kind to him, he is not. Mm-hmm. And then the vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
That's that story.
Oh, wow.
What about you guys? What have you guys been through?
Egona, you ready?
You want from the bad guy's perspective?
All of them.
We want your personal stories, whatever they are. Share them.
Me personally, I really usually don't know what I want before I get into a relationship. I think I want a relationship, and then once I get into a relationship, I'm just like, damn, I don't think I want this anymore.
Just disgusting.
But, you know, I try to, like, find the good in it. Try. Mm-hmm. I don't like hurting people's feelings at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I get to a certain point where I fall back, and this is just me being me. I think not, you know, me. I'm really, like, I like my own personal space. Mm-hmm. I don't really like someone up under me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really like someone texting me all the time, calling me all the time.
Really?
All the time?
What does all the time mean?
Every day, every minute, every hour, every second. And my past 2 relationships would have been in, that's exactly how it worked.
Okay.
Like, we were always FaceTiming all day. I don't really like being on the phone. I like my own personal space. FaceTime all day, texting all day. And yeah, a lot of the women I've dated always, they always want more and more attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the attention giving type. Like, to me, if I'm on the phone with you all day, every day, talking to you, always checking up on you, always making sure you're good, that's enough. But when you hit me with that, you want more attention, then I just, like, the calling goes down. I already knows where
it's wow, okay, okay.
All right, listen, I've been through a lot. But, yeah, the calling every day goes down. The messages every day goes down. And all that just goes down because usually I feel like I'm giving a lot of attention. And if this is not enough, then what's going to be enough for that person? If that makes sense.
May I ask you questions?
Go ahead.
So when you then realize that there is a miscommunication in your expectations for this relationship, what do you do?
I try to make it work, honestly.
And make it work, and make it work, and make it work, and make it work, and don't say nothing, and make it work, and make it work, and don't break up, and don't do this, and want to break up, and don't break up. I'm confused.
Yeah.
Do you think it's worse to be in a relationship that's not working and he's staying, or like... Just, he doesn't break your heart by breaking up with you.
That's a good question.
Break that question down for me.
Like, I have a friend who, you know, into these relationships and then realizes that, you know, maybe it's not working. But instead of sitting said girl down and being like, you know, baby's not working, let's go our separate ways, he just waits and waits and waits until they break up with him.
This may be a controversial answer. Just because of who I am and I know what headspace heartbreak from somebody else puts me in, I would rather get to a point where I feel like this is not working and I'd be like, and I'm like, this has to go. Like, if you break my heart, I may not come back from it. If I break my heart, I'll come back from it.
So wait, what is the heart? What are you saying? He should break up with the girl or he shouldn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
He should wait until she breaks up with him.
Okay, gotcha. So like, he should just continue acting terrible and terrible.
Yeah. Because me personally, if you do it with your mouth, you're like, this is not working, I know where that puts my headspace.
Yeah.
I would much rather break this off and be like, damn, that was shit.
Yeah. Interesting.
I like her answer, but the mature answer is...
I know.
The mature answer is to have a conversation and break up with that person.
I know.
Oh.
But, you know, all my relationships, I've learned a lot from it, so... Will I take what I've learned from those relationships?
Yes.
We've yet to find out, but I hope so.
The world will never know. So, Vegana, I want you to talk specifically about your attraction to human beings that are a little emotionally taxing. As a man that has described all his, what he likes and don't likes, and basically doesn't like emotionally taxing women, you seem to always attract and get with emotionally taxing women.
Honestly,
so
maybe they also like an emotionally unavailable man, though.
That's very true. You're not wrong. Maybe. But at the end of the day, I don't know these women's track record. Only Egon's track record. So I can only speak for that. So in relation to the topic at hand, men wanting a good woman, not saying these women aren't good, but for you, they are not good because they are not at the same emotional level that you want them to be. Yet you continue to pursue and then date them. Explain.
So, I've probably been in one relationship in my life that's really been like stress-free, or whatever. Things just didn't work out. But for my other relationships, I didn't know it was going to be that way until we got deeper into the relationship.
Interesting.
You think she was capping?
No.
I think he's capping. Let me chill. I'm kidding.
I don't think she was capping. I just wasn't paying attention to the red flags.
Okay.
That's what it was. But I'm honestly, I don't know what's wrong with me. I always jump into another relationship after I'm done with one relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I have my space for a little bit before I go to that again.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know going in. It's just over time, I just don't want it anymore.
Yeah. So you would say you're not intentionally not choosing peace. You want to choose peace, and it just doesn't go right.
Plus, being an emotionally distant person is not a good person to be, because a lot of women, they want that at first, but then they want more. They want you to be more emotional after they got into the relationship with you, knowing that you're not as emotionally attached and emotional.
Mm.
So they want you to change. They want you to, as already, yeah, change for the relationship and be more emotional. And lately, I've been like warning women that I've gotten into a relationship, like exactly who I am.
Yeah.
How emotionally distant I am. But I guess they don't pay attention. I don't pay attention, so.
I think that's an interesting point you just brought up, because it is true that I guess you are letting it be known from the beginning, and then they switch up, which is not good. And a lot of guys talk about women expecting more, or changing up, or not being on the same page at the beginning. But at the same time, I think that when you're going from dating casually or talking to, like, a relationship, shouldn't things change?
To a certain degree, like if you set boundaries, so anytime you get into a relationship, you should always set boundaries.
Okay.
So if you set boundaries, you can shift the boundaries a little, but not to the extreme. I feel like if you try to shift the boundaries to the extreme, then It's not gonna work.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Sorry, asking so many questions. I just generally like to pick your brain.
Before you get into a relationship, always set boundaries, but just know that there are boundaries. You can push them a little, just not all the way.
True.
I saw this meme the other day that was like, it was like a little boy and his mom was yelling at him. He's like, "Men don't cry. Don't show any emotion." And then now he's like 30 and his girl is like, "Why can't you show any emotion?" Do you think that's like a thing? Like, do you think it's society that also brings you to emotional unavailability, or do you think that's just a you thing?
Me personally, I think it's how I grew up.
Like the society you grew up in?
That's what I'm asking.
I grew up in two different societies, two different cultures. So when I was in Guyana, I was usually always surrounded by people, always surrounded by family, my grandmother, whatever. When I came to America, I was more by myself. I didn't really know anyone. My English was broken, so I was always by myself for the most part from like elementary to until high school.
Mm-hmm.
So me personally, I think it's how I grew up.
Okay. Like, like not necessarily the people around you, but like how you reacted to the situation?
The people around me also influenced it, because my dad, growing up, my dad always said, "Mention cry, mention do this, mention do that." As a man, you gotta sacrifice a lot of your thought growing up. You have to sacrifice a lot of those. You start to go to the feminine features.
Yeah.
Growing up. So that's why probably a lot of men are the way they are.
I think we cracked.
But that's not an excuse, though.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse, but...
That's good. That's good. I like that.
Thank you, that's an excuse, but... Yeah.
Tell us your stories, Nafi.
Okay, so I have one story, and I wasn't going to use this as a story originally, and Georgette actually, like, said this guy's name, and I was like, I don't know if that fits in, but... I mean, I don't know. Then Egan said something about kind of like this good girl, bad girl thing, and what guys love to talk about, and if you, you know, have sex early on in your relationship as far as like just meeting the guy versus waiting, what is Steve Harvey supposed to say, like 6 months, 3 months, something like that?
3 months, yeah.
Like if you wait just in general, or you know, if you're a I'm down first night type of person, right? So definitely not a down first night type of person, but just in general, well, specifically to this relationship with this guy, we were dating and talking and it was cool and all, and I was very 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 like consciously adamant about not doing anything early on, and that was a thing. He was a thing for maybe like 2 months or so, maybe two or three. I really don't remember, honestly. It was so long ago. And you know, we would hang out and movie nights and this and that. You know, those things that get you trapped up. Those are things that get you trapped up.
As soon as the lion starts singing, now the clothes are coming off.
I know. Anytime there's a musical or there's a break in the main plot, now people want to start doing things. But I was very, very adamant. And to be fair, he was respectful of that. And he didn't ever ask me, actually. It was very much like, it felt reciprocated. But I'm just saying that guys push this narrative, or people in general push this narrative of like, if you have sex on the first night and second night or early on in general, it's just going to be ruined. And I'm not saying that's the only thing that could ruin it. But I did not touch this man. I didn't even kiss him, actually, for a while. And then I never, ever did the do with him. And it's just interesting how it still failed very, very randomly and no sense makingly.
There are variables to everything, right?
That's true.
I mean, you're very right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying one is the cause of the other, but it was just interesting. But yeah, go on.
The reason for holding out is some men.
Yeah.
You can actually have sex on the first day and end up married to that person.
Yeah. That's very true.
But some men, it's more about some men showing their true color, but at the same time, some men will play the long game.
Mm-hmm.
The really long game.
But there's some men who literally say, like, oh, she gave it up the first night, that's not wifey. So what does that mean?
I don't know if I can say this on this cast, but do you remember the guy who you were talking to, who, and then he was like, I won't respect you if we do the do?
Oh,
do you remember that?
I'm getting to him too, actually. But yeah, so he literally said, like, we, like, kissed, like, the second time we hung out, and he was, like, ugh, like, freaking out about it. And then, you know, when guys, I don't know, be like, oh, man, I want to, man, you're making it hard and all that stuff, but if we, whatever, I wouldn't respect you. And I was like, damn.
I feel like it's a mindset. When I was younger, I had that mindset.
Okay.
if we smash on the first night, you for the I'm for the street, you for the street.
We're all for the street.
I like that you said that because this streets thing doesn't seem to include men a lot of the time. It's very interesting.
No, we all for the streets. Okay. Yeah, I'm for the streets sometimes. But yeah, it all depends for real,
yeah.
Honestly.
And I mean, I'm not saying that that is the reason why, but I just thought it was interesting because I know it mattered to him. Like,
everybody has their own mindset. But as I got older, I grew out of that. I don't really care about that anymore.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Like, that shouldn't dictate your future or something.
Especially, like, depending on the way it comes about, I feel like. But I mean, I don't know. But my second little story time thingamajiggy is the guy that Georgia actually just brought up. What are we going to call him? The other guy doesn't need a name. This guy...
We call him good names or bad names?
Only negativity on this podcast.
We're going to call him...
A square.
He was a square, bitch.
He's
ass
a
nigga.
Square. With all 4 points.
Sorry.
Symmetrical
to
each
ass
other.
Nigga. He was strange, though.
So I'm just going to say this, and I always say this to Georgia and other people, but it's so interesting how now we have this podcast and we meet men that listen to it or know about it, and they're just like, oh, I don't want to be a topic. Oh, I don't want to be a topic.
But still do your
dirty. And then do very interesting things so that I can come and sit at this here very table that we bought in Georgia and then have them as a topic on this podcast. So that's what I'm going to do. This man, we're going to call him a square because he's a square. I met him... And we were supposed to be just, like, you know, new people that moved to this area. Definitely, like, friend vibes. Like, he DM'd me, but I didn't think it was, like, on that type of time. It was very chill. We hung out. Saw him in person. I was like, wait, he's kind of cute. And, of course, he thought the same about me, because, I mean. So, no. But, yeah, he thought the same about me, so that was cool. And it was very much like, oh, like, I'm not planning on doing all this and that, blah, blah, blah. Because at the end of the day, we all just moved here. And I get it. You know, especially for guys, I get it. You just moved to the A. I'm not wifing nothing for a good amount of time. But, you know, when you meet a whole dime and a half, it's hard to...
Meanwhile, I came to the A to find my husband.
But I'm a girl. I'm looking for my husband for real. But as a guy, like, I get it. Especially, I think guys are, I mean, outnumbered in general. But I'm sure here it's like... Because every last check person that lays a thing of that, she's moving to the A. So, I mean, there's a lot of choices for y'all, I'm sure. But... But yeah, so, I mean, but you know, when you meet a 10.5, a 12.11, it's like, nah, they just, you know, feel like, dang, why would the first person I meet just be so awesome and great and pretty and funny and awesome? I don't know why. I can't tell you, but no. So yeah, he just was doing a lot kind of early on and saying a lot of words. And, you know, we all know words, ew, you know? But I feel like it was very short-lived. Georgia actually made fun of me when I asked her, like, what do you think I should... She was like, I mean, in the grand scheme of, like, he was playing games, no, I think it's good you blocked him. With this scale, like, you knew him for, like, 2 weeks or something at that point.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, that was a little OD, I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, ugh, I can't. Like, I have no time for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so he was, I feel like, pushing... it with actions as well, very short-lived actions, but actions and, you know, conversation and phone calls and all that. And I'm not really, like, used to all that, honestly, because guys just, I don't know, give bare minimum all the time. So I thought that, you know, this is cool. And if anything goes wrong, we'd be both respectful adults and we could just be friends, you know? Like, it'd be fine to be friends. I was fine with just being friends. And I was very, like... not the player playing games type person, but he was saying a whole lot of words. I was silent. I was saying nothing, like, at all. Like, oh, okay, that's cool. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And he would always, like, say things about, like, oh, I feel like I just did a lot, or, oh, I feel like I'm doing so much, or, oh, this, or, oh, that, or whatever. And it's like,
put a pin in it, nigga.
As you should. I feel like as you should. Like, you should kiss the ground and walk off. Sign off. I mean, not sign off, but you know. But, yeah, so... Very, like, I guess you could say, unbalanced energy towards the other. And for me, it was just, like, I'm hanging out with you. I feel like that's enough. Like, clearly, I'm not going to hang out with somebody that I have no interest in or whatever. But at the same time, like, you're a guy that just moved here. I'm not going to put all my eggs in your freaking basket and be played, you know?
Yeah.
So I was very much moving cautiously, I guess you could say. So I remember one day we were talking, and he was like, you know, I feel like I say all this stuff, and I don't even know if you like me. Like, you have not literally said anything. And on that very, I want to say December, I don't even know what it was. On that day, that cold wintry night. Nakisatsu said, "Yeah, I like you too." That's the only thing I said.
That's moments. Eagle, why did you make that sound?
Oh my goodness.
Yes, why did you make that sound?
I didn't say I love you. Oh, I want all parts. I said, "Yeah, you're cool. Like, I like you too." I said, "I like you too."
From he said it means the same thing.
Yeah, he said it means the same thing. Dang, Egan. From that very moment, he said, "I want problems."
So the question I have for everybody now is, do men want peace?
Mic drop. Good night, guys. That was the good thing. But, like, seriously, though, like, I feel like if you're, especially, like, I mean, I grew up in an African household. I can only speak for, like, that. So, like, I feel like, you know, African men, they want you to cook and do this and do that. So I feel like as a girl, it's like, yeah, I have a job that's like cool, or, you know, not like shitty, I guess, or yeah, I can cook, and yeah, I look cute, or whatever, whatever. It's like, guys, just, I don't know, like, take advantage of all that. Like, yeah. What?
Like, what can you do for me, and how can I keep you around long enough to do it?
Yeah. I'm sure if I would have cooked, he would have still been around.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I just like Georgette's story, like, I feel like as soon as I said that, it switched expeditiously. Like, I didn't hear from him as much, and then it was, oh, well, you know, we should be friends, and I said, I was fine with that, but, you know, like I said, when you're dealing with a 10-point vibe, you know, you can't really be friends with me, so I feel like
You don't have to start telling these guys we can just be acquaintances.
You said what?
So you should start telling these guys we can be just acquaintances.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. You're very right, Egan, because...
So should we not tell them that we like them? Like,
I know. What's the lesson here, Egan?
Honestly, on y'all part, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Because I got a date Friday. Let me know.
Oh, my God.
Because honestly, I'm going to tell you this. Nobody knows what they want.
But that's not true. That's for women and men.
Like, well, some women. But I mean, most men don't really know what they want. They want everything. That's what it is.
Yes.
I can be your everything if you just give me time, damn.
So, no consensus.
He is a man. I don't know.
I'm trying to pass this very last test Friday. Am I telling him I like him or no?
Don't tell him you like him until he tells you you like him 3 times.
Well, if you're trying to pursue a relationship with him, just... go ahead and do it. And see
yeah. As soon as I just said...
So that I can be alone.
I know. As soon as I
contradict myself all the time. But Georgette, it's better for you to find out now than...
That's true. That's very true. Very yeah. True.
Okay, Egan!
Yeah.
Egan, you want me to put your number in the bio so the ladies can ask you questions?
Honestly, yeah, go ahead.
I'm weak.
Well, I feel like that was a really, really good conversation.
Yeah.
I guess go like good people. Don't be toxic. Egan, thank you so much for coming and giving some honest opinions.
Yeah, you really did.
Thank you guys for having me. I know I contradicted myself a lot, but I appreciate it.
That's life.
You're just trying to be a good guy.
Yeah. Ladies, hit him up. He lives in Delaware and he's single.
And he's pursuing an IT degree. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
Streets. All right.
LOL. He said at the same time.
But I'm Georgette.
I'm Naffy.
And I'm Egan.
And this was Through Thick
and Thin.
Bye!
Bye, guys.
Egan, you're going to say bye?
Bye.
They can't see your peace sign.